Reish Samachay, we're up to Sifhei. We started last week the Shaila of two children who get gemalit on the same day. Everyone who has been at a bris milah of twins or any time they had two children remembers that they do a bris and they make a hefsik and then they do the second bris. And therefore, it's a little surprising to read the Mechaber Amah who do not hold that way. As we'll see, it's a shach. And this in its makar is a machlekes the Rosh and the Baal Ha'iter. The Rosh's shita is to make one bracha. And generally we paskin like the Rosh against the Baal Ha'iter. The Baal Ha'iter shita is to make two brachas. We'll see why the shach is mechriya that way. Well, let's first learn the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, and the shach, and then we'll see that this is really Negeya lehalacha for us much more than just this case, and we'll see why momentarily. Sifei, mishiyesh leishnei tinaikes lamul, someone who has to do a bris milah on two children, whether they're twins or not, bracha achas leshneihem, you make one bracha, just like if you eat two pieces of cake, you make one bracha, or if you put up two mezuzahs or table two kalim, you make one bracha. So here also, well, he's talking about the mayel. If there are two fathers, obviously each father would make his own bracha. But the mayel, he says, Misha takes lamol yavarach bracha achas l'shneihem. Afilu shneihem molin. That's a chiddush. Even if you have two mayelim, harishin yavarach al hamila vaylagam l'sheini. The first one makes a bracha al hamila and it covers. The second one has a mind to be yaitza. V'sheini. Yevarech hashekiddush yedid mi beten. That's the bracha after the bris. V'adagam l'rishin. V'afilu ein anar l'fanav b'shas bracha. You hear that? Even if both children are not there, kimi shadayte olav, rak shol yisiach dayte mimenu. As long as that masiach das, and you had in mind both of them, one bracha is good for both. What? Not the fathers. We're not talking about the bracha the father makes. That needs to be brisei. He's clearly talking only about al hamila. Excuse me? So the bracha al hamila, one can be ma'aseh the other. It's not a bracha that's unique to the father. What? Presumably should, unless you see a difference. The Ramah at the end talks about one father. It seems to be talking here always that there are two fathers. We'll see. The Ramah says, avlam sach bein tayim, if you talked in between. If you made a hefsik, you make the bracha shekiddush yedid mi beten, which is the bar priya gofen, and the bracha which follows on the first. Lazal levarach al amila sasheini. Dafka in sach bedvarim sheini tzarchei amila. Aval tzarchei amila loy have a hefsik. So this is a relatively easy. Mechaber Amah overall is an easy din. You make one bracha on two. However, there's one nakuda which is hard. It's a bracha levatala. It's probably a bracha levatala. Now explain. The difference between bracha levatala and bracha sheinitzrich is this. A bracha levatala is when you don't have to make the bracha. And you say it, that's called a bracha levatala. Bracha shein tzricha is when you obligate yourself in a second bracha and you didn't have to. But at the time you say it, it's not extra. That's the difference. What? Whenever they like. That they can do whatever they want. There's no bracha there.
No, but the point is that it says that second bracha is utterly for both, even though the first kid has been removed already. I left already, right?
First of all, you can give him a name. Second of all, you can give him a name later. Yeah, it could be either way. It doesn't really say the second one was taken away. It says afiluena na lafana bishas bracha, meaning the second child is not lafana at the time they make a bracha on the first.
No, the first one
does. No, ina na lafana is the second child. See, filuena na lafana bishas bracha kibisha daitai olav. Since the das was on that child, even though he's not there yet. Now, Filuena and Alephanov is going on the second child. it's a comma, it's parenthetic, and then it says afilu ein afam shazok yishadaiti olav shidaiti bintai. It's going to second child, although it's true if the first child is taken away, it'd be the same. Whatever you like, you can do it before, you can do it after. You know, I can do it either way. The difficulty with this Mechaber Ramah is totally a separate difficulty, and that is this. What we're talking about here happens often. It happens in a Beis Hashkita. A Sheikhit is going to shech now for a few hours, or for an hour. He's going to shech many animals. Happens when you bake matzahs. You separate challah from every box of matzahs that comes up. Happens in a bakery, in every Yiddish bakery. They make a dough, they make the ragaloch or whatever, the cookies, and then they make another dough. This is not something which is unique to Hilchis Bris Milah. And therefore, and really, it's a simiyah test. This is discussed in two places, a simiyah test, in Hilchis Shchita, which the Shach will allude to, and also the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchis Tzitzis, somebody who's putting on a talis katan and then a talis gadol. So, of course, we're going to read the Mishnah Berurah, we're going to get to the bottom lines shortly. But the point is that we're going to have now this machlokes, the Bala Itter and the Rosh. Is it better to make one bracha on everything or a separate bracha on each? And we'll see what it depends on. However, and that we'll discuss. I just want to mention that there's nobody ever had a havamina that when you have two sheikhtim, you go to a shechita out there, 10 sheikhtim, that only one sheikhtim makes a bracha and everyone else is yaitza with him. Or if different ladies are baking challah, that one lady makes a bracha, everyone's yaitza. The whole challah parties would be over. You know, the whole challah party, each lady makes her bracha. And according to what it says here in Bris Milah, it says even if there are two, one makes a bracha for everybody. So, it was such a custom that one would make a bracha, but you know that's not the meaning. So the idea that if you have separate mayalim, that one should be mayal for everyone, that's a difficult thing to understand, and it's interesting that no one here seems to talk about it. No one discusses it. You can marry them off with one set of Sheva brachas, yeah? Yeah, one Birchas Nesu'in. Oh, so I'm going to talk about that. I want to speak about when we learn the Shach. What? The Shemats is mitzvah because you have to have it in mind all the time. You really don't have to repeat it. Once you say Shemats is mitzvah, you have it in mind the whole time. It's just done to keep it, to keep people aware of it. But you're right. You really don't have to. Why do we make a bracha? So all the place can discuss. There are two mahalchim. Why do we make a separate bracha on the Arba Kaisis? So there are really two mahalchim in the paiskim. Some hold that it's a hefsik. That the hefsik, the haggadah is a hefsik, and the washing is a minus, as matzah is a. So it's hefsik. The Gra rejects that it's a hefsik. The Gra says it's because each mitzvah is its own kais. What? It's a kais. Yeah, well, I want to call it Arba Kaisis.
Why should we make a bracha chayne for each one?
Each meal is also a mitzvah. It's just one. But you see, by Arba Kaisis, we want to separate the Arba Kaisis, that it's four Kaisis, not one Kaisis. You see, that's not the concern that the Paiskim may have. If you have a choice, you make one bracha, that's Raivam. So maybe the Mechabim means that's Raivam, but he doesn't really mean that that's a bracha in Tzricha. Just Raivam, one person should be Maitziyat. Perhaps, like you mentioned by Tzitzis, by Talis also mentioned such a Hanhag. Could be. Yeah. Birchus Nehenin you have to do on your own, because Birchus Nehenin, there's no Arevos on Birchus Nehenin. I don't know if that was his reason. Mishnah Berurah says by Kiddush, even though it's better one Kiddush to be mitzi everyone, that's Raivam, Mishnah Berurah says that people are not mechaven. People don't really pay attention. Therefore, it's good either to be careful to pay attention or that just that let everyone make his own Kiddush. Havdalah, I think, Havdalah, Kiddush, some places everyone makes his own Kiddush. Havdalah, whole Klal Yisrael, one Havdalah. because everyone's in a rush. Got to get to the Navi Shir. Everyone's in a rush. So one Havdol. Havdol is the hardest time to have pay attention, because usually you're thinking about where you're going.
Right?
I'm going. Kiddush Levana, whatever you're thinking about. Abiyah Mahalach. Yeah, okay.
Is Kiddush like Kriyas Megillah? Like, the only person that doesn't need Kavana is the one that's reading the Megillah. Kiddush, the first, even the Mechadish has to have Kavana. It's not enough to just say the words.
No, why don't make Kiddush the... It's Yaitzev, he just says the words. Mitzvah Sichas Kavan, you have to mind the Mitzvah, it's true. Let's see why the Shach argues. I didn't finish the entire Ramah, the end of the Ramah is a separate Nakuda. Let's see Shtach Shach Desvav, which is the source for the dispute. I'd like to learn the beginning and then the end, Linyandina. First, the beginning, Sarachian. Lelsim Yates of Zayin, in the Halachas of Shkita, Kos of Arav, the Ramah wrote, some say, even if you didn't have in mind beferish on the second behemah, as long as it's a continuation of one min, it's okay, just like when you eat. Children, it's all the same, it's a bris mila. Now here, the Bala Itter says that you make two brachas. The Afal Gav the Divrei Harav Shamehim Divrei Balei Ita Shevi Atur Sham. Even though there the Balei Ita by Shchita says one bracha on all the Shchitas, the Kag Kosev Atur B'Shem Balei Ita Kivin Deloy Efshal Lemim Halinhu Kichada. It's not possible to be mile two in once. Tzricha bracha. You need a separate bracha al kol chada v'chada. Like double Shchita. Dev Shadach Shechin Har Bebeimis Biyacha Bebasachas. You can take a very long knife and shech two animals at once. Abba b'mila, yef shalom minu kechada. Can someone explain this to me? No, I don't understand. To do a shechita on two animals at once, you can theoretically do. It's not easy. But if you line up the necks perfectly and you have the knife perfectly, you can do it. I mean, in theory, by bris mila, you can do the same thing. In theory. It means, what? The Priya, that's what he means. Make a bracha on the Priya? I don't know. So I'll tell you what he might mean. I don't know. I don't know what the Shach means. He may mean the... What? It's a sakana, okay, but you see, we only need that theoretically it should be possible. Not that in practice. In practice, nobody would do a bris mila to child children at once, but it has to be theoretically possible. I think the answer may be this. There's a halacha of ein oisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. You can't do two brisim at once. The halacha doesn't allow you to do it. Ein oisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas is you don't do two mitzvahs at once. The reason is the nira lof kamasa. Rashi actually in two mesechtas says two reasons. Either nira lof kamasa, looks like a burden, trying to get it over with, or because it's ef sheyichavim lecholecha b'fnei atzmai. That's Rashi's lashon. In the Gilead and Brachas, it's brought in as a reason. But by Mila, you're not allowed to do in one shot. What about by Shchita? Why don't we say, so we have a rule that by a mitzvah kiyumis, by a mitzvah that you don't have to do, you're allowed to do two at once. The Arsameach, Bri'es HaKasha, the Mishnah says, one man could be a shliach for two men to be mekadish. A man could be mekadish two women at once. As a shayla, if you use one pruta for two women, whether it's good. And the Mishnah has a case of two men and two women. A man's mekadish for his two sons, two girls. He doesn't say which girls for which son. So the Mishnah says, Gadol le Gadayla, Gadayla le Gadol, Katana le Katan. So Sameach says, how can he be mekadish two women? Einoisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. So he says a beautiful svar. Why ain't I submit chavilas chavilas? Shaloi nira alav kimasa. It shouldn't look like a burden. By a mitzvah you have to do, you make them look like a burden. By a mitzvah you don't have to do, you don't have to marry two women. His lashon is di ibai porik masay alav lagamri. If he wants, he doesn't have to do it at all. He doesn't have to marry a second woman. So you're going to tie him if he marries two women. It's a it's nira lof kamasa. It looks like a burden. Well, it looks like a burden.
It will be
a burden. Okay, experience. But the But this nekuda, it's a basic nekuda that there's no chavilas chavilas. Now I don't know that that's what the shach. What?
You don't need kavanah.
You need kavanah.
Yeah,
but it's that. So I'll have to do two kavanot at once. There's some is going on the reason of mass. Anyway, this is the first part of the shach. It's difficult unless you agree with this explanation. Now skip down in your copies 5 lines from the bottom. Mark stepped out, so I don't have to tell him where it is in his Shulchan Aruch. Ulinyan Dina, 5 lines from the bottom. Ulinyan Dina Halesi b'simin yotes of cotton tes da filo b'min echad sarach lazo levarech. This is Aminig. Aminig is by brismila to make a separate bracha. He heals that way, even by shechita.
Okay.
What? Oh, he's going to say that. Good. In Cain, who adin hacha miu. Be careful. You don't bring the two children into shul at one time. Separately. It should be a hefsek between them. And it's good to do two. Why? That's the way it is at a bris. People schmooze, and it's not in Yana Yamila. Have a hefzik l'kuli yama. Because of Mashal Perikisi Adam, simitesh nimnu mi beis tinaikis she'enon shel echad l'paitram bebracha achas ki kama pam yavila day shiyos kedai lois v'esach adas. So the shach is saying, look, it's a machlekes in the first place. Plus the fact that it's shchiach to come to a hefzik. So therefore, let's lechatchila make the two brachas. It's not ein tzricha. When mechayev himself two brachas, there's a tzairach, because very often it comes to issues of hefsek. Our minig is like the shach, even though it's not like the mechaber and not like the rama. Our minig is to do like the shach says here.
Because we're afraid of the bracha, he's afraid of the bracha.
Yeah. What's interesting is that when it comes to shechita, they're not knowing this way. And when it comes to challah, I think they are knowing this way. What about it? If there's a hefsek, you make a second bracha. If there's no hefsek, you don't. I don't think it matters. It's the bracha is certainly a din on the gavra. The bracha is a chiyav on the one doing it, so the shaila is l'gabei him. Even if it's two separate mitzvahs, but it's one bracha. Two does to separate challah is two separate mitzvahs. Ahez mishdebura paskin. Right, we have this by challah. When we go to bake matzah, I go with a group. So as the matzahs come up, you separate from the baskets. So after a while, everyone did it. They ask who wants to do it a second time. So I never want to do it a second time. Why should I get involved in a machlaikis? About making another bracha. Everyone seems to understand to make a new bracha. And not so pashit, even if you're mafsik. You have to remember, during a meal, you eat, you make a bracha, you eat, and you talk. And even some people talk to Varim B'Talem during a meal. And before they eat again, they don't make. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah is a simon ches if you're days. Mishnah Berurah brings this machlokes. Mishnah Berurah says, "Im yesh lo kama begadim shel arba kanfis." You're putting on two big day tzitzis. Many people put on a talis katan and a talis katan. This is simen ches if you days. The mechaber, says, "Yesh lo kama begadim shel arba kanfis kulam chayavim b'tzitzis." So he says, if you put them on without a hefsik and your das was on it, you make one bracha. She tosay be bris mila. You make one bracha. Imafsik peinayim tzarch levarach kolecha vecha. Mishnah Berurah says on this. If you're mafsik, he says, "Hainu hefsek gadol, shubachal hefsek hadas." Avo shias man ma pasuk amogin Avram ishari achrayim, d'shtika loy cheshiva hefsek b'di'evet, afilim shoah harbe yosef mikdei dibur. Yeah, imsach beinayim. If you talked, you put on a talis katan, you talk before you put on a talis gadol. My adibul letzarach levisha. If he's talking about pshita, ain't tzarach las levarach. That's certainly not a hefsek. Avolim loy hoya letzarach levisha. What happens if you talked? Not tzarech levisha yesh day yis bein ha-poiskim. There's a machlokes ha-poiskim in el cheshchita. Das ha-mechaber Umagin Avram, Vaharbe min Achrainim, Ayin Shachir Adeya Simin Yutes, Dafilu Sicha Ba'alma, Gamken have a Bechal Hefsik Lanyin Zeh. So there are some who hold that talking is a Hefsik, by separating Chala, by putting out tzitzis, by Shchita. Aval, Yesh min Achrainim Shapaiskim, the Kivan, Yesh Shavim Bezeh, Dein Tzarech Lazal Lavarech, have a Kamaisach Bem Tzasuda. He says, like, to the middle of a meal. Mutish Loila Hachdis Besafik Bracha, Chin Hiskim Aprima Gadim. And therefore he says not to make a second bracha. Who are the second shita? First shita was the Mechaber, the Magen Avraham. The second shita, he says in the footnote, Taz B'Yaradeya V'atu Ashar V'aprima Gadim Hagrav B'Biyurav Lo Yechriya Bein Hashitas. So there is a significant machloikis in all these cases, shita and chala. If one person is going to separate chala many times, whether he makes one bracha for the whole day, or he keeps on making bracha. This is common, like I said, in the bakeries where they make constantly making doughs all day. There's a dough man who makes doughs. So I don't know. But in Reisen's bakery, the fellow Zisha makes the doughs, and Zisha makes one bracha in the morning, and that's it. Says she made tshuva. The Russian ladies all would line up to take turns making a bracha and separating chava. So then there will be many people. When I come, if there's a dough, I'm visiting there, and they're making a dough. You know, there's certainly a shechala there, so it's close to me to make the brach. But one person, we have chalukei deis, and
if you make the bracha, isn't a bracha in shricha? Because
Zisha makes the bracha. I mentioned to you before that by two ma'alim, it's hard to understand unless it's Ravam Hajas Melech. But if it's my mitzvah, it's my mitzvah. I go, I do kisei adam. So even though late, if I don't do kisei adam, one sheichet will make one bracha and do kisei on everything. I can do kisei on mine. It's a separate mitzvah. It's ain't tzricha if a person makes a bracha in tzricha. If two people, each one wants to have a schus in the mitzvah, that doesn't make it a bracha in tzricha.
Isn't that the whole idea here? Even though he wants to schus in the mitzvah, that's bracha in tzricha. One bracha should suffice.
But we're really not talking about 2 miles. We're talking about 1 mile. I mean, even though it says even shnei ma'alim, but the discussion is not shnei ma'alim. The discussion is even 1 mile. It says afilu shnei ma'alim. Yeah, so that taka, it's difficult to understand the shnei ma'alim. I mentioned to you at the outset, unless like Eshin said, maybe it's a it's also Revam Hajus Melech by shnei ma'alim. It doesn't sound like a bracha in tzricha.
But how can he make one bracha? It's a dub shlag lala. He can make a bracha, and even though the chal is not even created yet.
Why can't you make a bracha in dub shlag lala? You can make a bracha tzitzis, put the tzitzis on and put it on. No, it's not
what he said. But that's not being rushed because it's a mitzvah then. But to hear it,
so he's making the dough. I mean, the later dough.
The later dough.
So it's like eating. You know, you make a mezainis. Even if the other bread is not baked yet, you can still make hamaitzi and bake bread and eat more. But Dov Shav HaLailam is chasarin in Kinyan.
How do we define the whole thing?
Yes. What?
Do we know that hefsik is a defined amount of time? Here it doesn't seem to be any.
It seems to be a hesach hadas when a person feels he's not going to do any more. See, by a suda, if you keep on eating all day, you could eat for a week straight and not have a shayla.
So, like with tzitzis, I mean, between the time that you're.
Now, Rabbi Yaakov encouraged that nobody should make a bracha on a talis katan if they wear a talis gadol. You should make the bracha on a talis gadol. Rabbi Yaakov said that the talis katan is a big shayla to make a bracha on because of the shear. The shear of a talis katan, really what it says in Shulchan Aruch, is a shear that somebody would wear and not be embarrassed to go out in public with just that. I assume he means he's wearing pants also, let's say. But even with pants, a talis katan, or whatever talis katan you wear, nobody would go out with it. So the Bir Halacha struggles with it. He says, how do we make a brach on talis katan? That's an amal amas. So he says, well, maybe it doesn't mean go to the street. It means go to the door where they can see you from the street. Maybe it doesn't matter if an adult wouldn't do it, if a 13-year-old would do it, it's enough. So it sounds like a few daichkim. It's hard to change a minhag olam to make a bracha, but Rabbi Yaakov said that if you're wearing a talis gadol, you shouldn't wear a talis cotton. I had a chavrus that it was very close. You shouldn't make a bracha on talis cotton. I had a chavrus that was very close with him. He was a bacher. He told him, if you really want to be mahadir, get yourself a talis gadol in your room. When you put on the talis cotton in the morning, make a bracha on talis gadol, wear it for a minute, and put it away. You should have told him it's a school to get married, you know, then they would have caught on. But Rabbi Yaakov wasn't speaking.
It's a school to do it before our lives.
It's not for our lives.
We get up before our lives every morning and then they don't
have to do it. Especially in the winter, when you push the cut on before.
Simple, you can't make the
bra. Yeah, this time of the year, You see, he was talking to Yeshiva Bachrim. It wasn't an issue. But this time of the year, before Mashiach year, is when you start davening, I don't make a bracha on the Talis Gadol, even though we start on the Talis Gadol. When we start davening upstairs, we start 6:20. Sunrise today is about 7:15. So you can be Samach in the Prima Garden walls, that's Mashiach, or Mashal, that's later. So what I do is I don't make a bracha on Talis Gadol until after Tachnun. After Tachnun, I make a bracha. And a few of the people in the shul do that as well. Most people just wouldn't remember.
Maybe you should
use the shul's
Talis for that, instead of using your own. The shul's Talis make a bracha also.
If you remember
the shul.
Maybe you're right. I don't know. You have to ask Isha.
I'm saying that Muslim takes their breaks.
So Mishnah Berurah, he says he doesn't know how to be Machriya, and therefore you should avoid making the extra bracha. He says it's a big suffix. Yeah, by bris milah you mean, where we still know like the shach. It's interesting. Mishnah Berurah, they're very careful to be mafsik. I don't know. You know what it says in the Pesachei Tshuva, in Yud, to be mafsik with Hamalach Agoyo. He says, Brocha achas I'm chuz daki noyam, the Mitzrayim nogu levara kolecha b'fnei atzmai, achimilas ha'echar, I'm ripsukam Hamalach Agoyo, kadeh lasik doitai, v'minik v'sikin. V'mheim shalodam echa, b'varach avlach nisa gamkein, alecha b'fnei atzmai, with the hefsik. So he says, they said Hamalach Agoyo. So the Munkacha, he says, why is that a hefsik? He's saying a bracha to the child. So he says, she be masik with dvarim b'teilim. I understand, what's the head to say dvarim b'teilim? Why? He says, you have to be masik with dvarim b'teilim. Is the hefsik to say dvarim b'teilim?
No, dvarim b'teilim.
In a shul, you now say dvarim b'teilim. You go out to say dvarim b'teilim.
Check your phone.
Don't come out to make a hefsik.
Don't take your phone to shul.
You're making a hefsik purposely. But it's a hefsik. What he's saying is the hefsik is also tzarche hamila, right? It's a tzarche, the second mila. I don't understand the whole Meir Brachis. I don't get it. You look at the Mishnah Berurah. He says Shabbos. Yeah, but probably counts the Brachis. He doesn't count a single Ashi Yotzar. Who doesn't say Ashi Yotzar on Shabbos a few times? He doesn't count a single Nash a whole day. All you're doing is eating your meals, not Nash. We're careful to Nash. It's his Eitzah, but it's counting on. We don't have a problem. It's a big deal to make up. You know, eat a little candy in the afternoon, a mezainis, a coffee. No, without bracha, you don't have to come on to that. It's easy to get me. Because it's not the Ram, it's a shlo, I think, that says it. Mishnah Berurah brings it, but he told me that's not a tzricha. You got to finish your meir bracha.
What's this all about hefsek? Sometimes we say, you make a hefsek, make a
nebuah.
Sometimes you should, but don't worry about it. Suda.
Why
me
by suda? Who's maf? But you're allowed to be mafsik by suda.
Who's mafsik?
Mafsik what? I don't know what you mean. It's not a hefsik if you talk in the middle of a suda. Because you made mezainis already. You did enough to do the mitzvah. It's only hesach hadas. Being mafsik is really not a hefsik. If you talk, it's not a... The rule is, this Nagyuda writes this rule, when you make a bracha, and you did something that's enough to be mechayiv that bracha, then a hefsik of a word is not really a hefsik. If you didn't do enough to be yaitzer a bracha, then it's hefsik. Let's say you make a bracha al chilas matzah. And yet a mashahu, and you're mafsik, it's a hefsik. Because you don't make al chilas matzah and a mashahu. If you had a kazayis, so you had a kazayis. Well, there's no issue of hefsik. He says that, I think, by bedikas chametz. If you made a bedikas chametz, you made a bracha on bedikas chametz, and you baitik a house, and they're going to another house, and you are mafsik. So he says that since there's a chiyah bedikah on each house, you can make a bracha on each one, So therefore, there's no din hefsik afterwards. Hesach hadas is something else. In the siyah das, you don't plan to do a second bdika, and then there's no shah. But hefsik by itself.
You need a separate bracha? Separate bracha? You go from here to
so you don't need a second
bracha. Oh, you don't.
By the matzah bakery, would that be a hefsik hadas? After you did the first batch, you took a challah, you don't have a mind you're going to do it in the second batch. If it comes up, you might.
But it comes up every year. There are people who year after year do it. They know they're going to do it. They may not be thinking of it. They know year after year after year. They take two or three times. Yeah, for me it's fine. I'll tell you the truth. If you buy a bris, and the moel does the bris, and he says, I'll make a 10-minute hefsik. He does the bris. He had a mind to do a 10-minute hefsik. Once he does the bris, having a mind to have a 10-minute hefsik, he doesn't even need the 10-minute hefsik. Because he already had a mind only on one. So now, it only works once, right? But so you can bring in the baby. But let's get Pesach Tshuva test. A new shayla. The shayla is, which baby goes first? You have two babies to do a bris. Which one goes first?
The boy.
You're very sharp. The older one or the younger one? Shnei tinaikis. Now, the Pesach Tshuva is relatively easy. The Dvar Avram, the Rav and Brisk, made a big tumult over this, and you'll see why. Shnei tinaikis. I'm a Tshuva's Brisk Avram, Chelak Arachayim, Simi Yadalar, Advar. Shtei milais b'yayim echad. Two milas on one day. Ach men shalei bezmana. And one is a mila shalei bezmana. The baby was sick, or whatever reason. Im yesh lahagdim lomol zesh neilad mikaydim. Who goes first? The older one, whose bris is shalei bezmana. Or the one whose bris is bezman? Because of the gambish day milas bezmana, even if you have two babies, who it's the eighth day. Loi motza shum svara lahagdim dafkala zesh neilad chila. He doesn't know any svara that the older one goes first. Why older? You have to mechabit him. Why does older matter? By shnei meisim. Now there, you don't go by the older one. You go by the one who died first. He has kedima. If two people die, so the chiyav kavuran one came first. If two boys are both the eighth day, the chiyav chal b'yachad b'chilas yam shmini. Doesn't matter when they're born. Achim is zechal with the daybreak of the eighth day. You know why they did this? Everyone's going on to be first. If you say a rule, there's a rule, okay. If there's a rule, the oldest is first, no machlaikis. That's if they're both 8 days old. But kabbalim bar the move of the basic nesses session they let achrain ain lahamtin klum raklamayla miyad. One baby is there first, the other one you're waiting for the other one. You do the one who comes first. Cholzem shnei bezman. Have a need to don shachas he shalay bezman. Bevadai tzrichin mekaidim lamal amila shabezmana. Then not the older one. The mila bezmana comes first. Chaykas tshuvas yad eliyosim imem aleph. The mishas mana kavua who kaidim zeshenitcha. Always, if one baby comes, he gets it. But if they're both there, there's no machlekes. The Tshuva says zmanoi comes ahead of shalai v'zmanoi. The Gilyam Arsha, the first page of Hilchos Mila, brought this down, and he said that chaviva mitzvah b'shata. A mitzvah b'zman is chaviv, and there are a couple of rayas. One raya is from Tashlumin. If you miss the Shemayna Esrei, you dive in two, you do mitzvah bezmana first, because we say chaviva mitzvah bezmana. He also brings a raya from a kavachayna from Shabbos. The mila bezmana is daicha Shabbos, mila shalai bezmana is not daicha Shabbos. So madach Shabbos, which is a nisa, bezmana is mochash with a shalai bezmana. What? Okay, 1 second. Good. So he brings that as a raya as well. He brings a raya from Magen Avraham. If a kedima to brachis, bismano comes ahead of shalai bismano. Prishtak a raya that mitzvah chaviva b'shaita is first. The dvar of what?
Two shalai bismano.
Oh wow! So two shalai bismano. I guess we go back to two bismano and do the old one first. You're right. Two shalai bismano. This whole discussion. It's rare that you have two shalai bismano, but it can happen. Why? It has nothing to do with dominion. It has nothing to do with davening.
No, two
bris, you make one in one shul and one another shul. Yeah, you can, then there's no shayla. That happens every day in Flatbush. There are many bris. There are many different shul. That's what we're talking about now. If it's 1 mile, one's bismana, one shalai bismana. So he's saying chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, the bismana comes first. Now the Dvar Avraham. That's what we talked about before. That mechaber holds one bracha, shachot two. There's no difference. It's manah shloim bismana. There's no difference. Now the Dvar Avraham, Chelek Aleph, was discussing a Rambam, and in discussing the Rambam, he said something, and apparently made a big tumult. Because in Chelek Beis, he has tshuvas back to people who disagree with him. He's going to Rambam. The Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchas Mila that somebody who's not malid bismanoi, he's over iser karis b'chol yoyim v'yoyim. The Rambam says it's an iser karis every day. The Ravid says no, it's a iser karis if he dies without a bris. But the Rambam says iser karis b'chol yoyim v'yoyim. On that, the Dvar Avraham says, what's chol yoyim v'yoyim? Why every day? It doesn't mean every day, it means every minute. Every minute is an issacharis. Memela, he says, if you have a bismane and a shalai bismane, do the shalai bismane first. He's over an issacharis every minute. Because he was over. The bismane is not over. You can do the bris any time. He's a magdima, but you can do it any time that day. And therefore, he holds that the shalai bismane should go first. You're rescuing him from kama yisure karis.
How old is the kid?
Yeah, 9 days old.
When is the karis? When does karis kick in?
The Rambam says it's an issa karis by this, but it's issa karis.
Once he gets 20 years old.
I definitely hear the taina, all the tainas, but so they argued this out with the with him. They taina it against the. The Ruchas Avraham, and he has tshuvas back. Truth is, he did not do a good job of answering the rayas. He tries to answer the three rayas from Kavachayma from Shabbos and Teshlumin, but it's not such a satisfactory answer. But there is a Mishnah Brura. It's Gvaldik, we have a Mishnah Brura to give a psak. Mishnah Brura says in Hilchas Pesach, it's a Yikar Metzias to know this Maramakim. In Tuf Mem Dalid, Sharatzi and Chav Dalid, he says, Mila Gamkein Hachiv B'chol Eis Lomel. Like Bris Mila is a mitzvah every minute also. He says, B'mila Ashachiyuv B'yamashmini B'kochem Izmanahu. Day, whatever day time you do it, it's Izman Kalayayim. Ashachiyuv is a magdemon. Mashenkin, Oise Tashbi, Asei De Tashbi, so, who must not take a flash of Chatzais? See, over every minute, Chachiyuv B'kaidim. Then he says, "Gam b'mila shaloi v'zmana, shechiyuva b'chol rega v'rega." So l'chayer mila shaloi v'zmana, you should have to do the first second of the day. If it's iser every rega v'rega, like the Dvar Avraham, the first second of daybreak, you should have to do it. He says, "Lo idami lasei de tashbisa," whatever he's talking about. He says, "Because by a mila," he says, "By chametz kishem avatel yom echad iyef shalasakin haisai." If you own chametz one day of Pesach, you can't fix that. You can fix it for the next day. Have a sorry shlo yochelim anis. Meshengem emila. Say say if yom alaisai. At the end, you do the bris mila. Lechiser el mashe hisham alakayim. He says the Mishnah Berurah says that if you end up doing the bris mila, then all the karesin fall away. All the isurei kares fall away. It's only if you don't end up doing it. That the Isra applies. Not like chametz. He says, by chametz, if you own chametz for an hour and then you mavatil, you do tashbisu, you're over that hour. You can't fix the previous hour. By bris mila, mishloi bismana, you can fix the previous.
There are other dinim
which have five karas.
If you stop doing them, you're
no longer five karas. Well, the most isurei karas generally are bakum vase. Somebody eats chaylev. The only two karas that are mitzvah sase, that you mavatil. What are the two? Pesach and Mila. It's Karim Pesach we don't have today. So it's only Mila is the only Issacharis that a person is over by not doing. All the other things a person is over by doing. So it's a unique case. Someone's over Karis by doing, you can't fix it. You're going to do Tshuva to fix it. But by Mila, if you didn't do the Bris Mila, it's Issacharis. Nevertheless, you could fix it by doing the Mila at the end. And that answers the time of the Berachas of the Dvar Avraham.
Only if it did not mal. If it's nitcha because of
mahalal
or
mahalal,
then the other one is
kodem. That's correct. But that day, you could do it. Wait, every minute you wait, is it nitcha? I say hanitcha glase. Very good.
Okay. What, Rabbi, what, so, if you could hold on to another day, you could
So I wasn't sure. You know, I had this shaila lemaisa. I once went for a blood test on my way to yeshiva to a lab. I came to yeshiva, and I had the lab's pen in my pocket during first seder. So I had a mitzvah hashavas gazela. I never was a kind of mitzvah before. You know, to return something I stole. So we were down in yeshiva. Do you have to go right away? Like every minute, I'm like, do I have to go right away, or do I? I was still in Kailan then. So you know what I did? What I did is I gave it to someone to be zeichet for that. I did hashava in the Beis Medrash. I told someone I was in this lab, pick it up, be zeichet for them. So I did hashava. And at lunchtime, I brought it in to them, and I did it. And of course, after the whole tumult, I bring it into the lab, I tell the lady there, you know, I took the pen. She says, darling, everybody takes our pens, it's okay. You know, darling is a promotion. What? They want you, it's a promotion. It's okay, it had a different lab's name. So we're not sure. The Ravid says a beferish. It could be that that it can't be that he's either chorus. Is this a chorus? If he ends up being a malice, it's
but
hard
that
to.
Is, but that
is Maramokim Anilach. Let's learn the end of the Ramad Sefei.
This is what we're talking about. What happens in a Moyle has an additional Brismila, another Brismila.
There's no question. He scheduled it, and then the baby's not there. The baby's not going to be there. They make up a time. If he's at 7 o'clock here and 8 o'clock there, so he can't go there at 7 o'clock, the baby's not there.
No,
so
he goes the
people who hire him, they do it according to their convenience. The people who hire him don't ask him
to have a choice.
He doesn't have a choice. He's told, usually. We do. So which one should be first? Zizim HaKdimim doesn't mean the older ones. Zizim HaKdimim means every mitzvah should be as early as possible. The first one that comes, but they both come together.
If they're both there, then why not the older
one? Why are the older ones? Zizim doesn't change. No, they're both waiting from the morning. The mitzvah started the same moment in the morning. Now, the end of this Ramah is a little hard to understand. The bottom of the page in the Ramah. First he says, "Afilum shakachu beirach hashkidish in the mibeta macharish and ain't tzarch lausel levarach alamila the bracha lo have a hefsek." Okay, going to buy some chavs. Now, link is here. Im shnei yaladim shaladim echa, twins. You have a man. Doesn't have to be two twins. It could be two wives, but let's say twins. Ha'av oimelach disa bishur shavaram avinu. The chenoy mekayim esayel yaladim. So if kayim esayel et azeh, he says kayim esayel yaladim because the Ramah holds one bracha for both. Rachnisam, okay. V'yisakein kol tzarchei mila. L'chol echa b'fnei atzmai. K'goin haner shemadli kinyas l'chol echa ner b'fnei atzmai. Okay, I'm sorry. This part is good. The confusing Ramah is a little later. But what he says now is you do a separate tikkun for each one. He says, K'goin haner shemadli kin. That surprised me. That we understand it says to light neighbors by a bris milah, it's for a festive occasion. Today, when we have electric lights, we're not really makbid. The chassidim are makbid, we're not so makbid to light candles. This Ramah sounds like it's part of the formal ritual is to light candles. He says, light candles for each one. Okay, I wanted to get to a confusing thing, that's later. Lachnisam. No, we could say it before too, right? We said the father's the mayo, he makes both before. So the bracha could be before. Right, remember, we said the reason he has to make the bracha ahead of time, the Shah says, because it's totally bachem. But once the other person did one meal, he can make the bracha.
You don't
have to
wait until the first meal.
Have to wait till the second. Sivav. If it's possible, you get a minion. Otherwise, you don't get a minion. It comes up when they do a bris in a hospital for a small child or something. You try to get a minion to come to the hospital. Why should you need a minion? It's very unclear. The Dakimaisha says that you should have a minion because the bris bracha is like a birchas haydah, like a ben shigaymo bracha, which needs a minion. It's a birchas haydah that we brought the child to the stage of mila. It's a chiddush the maril, which is the makar of the minhagai Ashkenaz, says that a bris mila is a bris. It's a covenant. The covenant needs aidin. So you need, I don't know, you need 10 Eidim, but he says you need a Sara to be Eidei HaBris. Also hard to understand. It's interesting, Darkei Moshe, Baril, Akadmainim, Darach HaShulchan here writes that end of a Kedusha, Pax Me'a Sara. The Bris is a Davish of a Kedusha. So I guess it's a more satisfying answer, although technically...
Then you shouldn't be able to do it without Tzedek.
Yes, so it's just not going to give up. Sivzai. I don't know. The Dua Tavstah Bris, do they have 10? Usually they have 10 because it's about Shuvah who does it, wants to celebrate it. But I don't know.
They do it, there's only been a Sudan.
Sivzai. They don't do it in public. Yeah, the stuff they don't do it in public. Everyone is asking about the Shechiyanus. That's everyone's question. That's Siv Zayin. Whether you make a Shechiyanu, let me tell you at the beginning that the meaning of Shechiyanu in its source is a machlokes the Rambam in Tosfos, which is typical Sfarad Ashkenaz machlokes. The Rambam says which way they make a Shechiyanu, and Tosfos, the Sukkah Mimvav, says not to make a Shechiyanu. And the first sheet in Shulchan Aruch is a pshara, a hard pshara. We'll see. Let's see what it says. Mechaber, Kshav Atz my mayil. This is a pshara. The father is the mayil. Espenayu mavar shechianu. Mamayil uacher. In our case, it's a different mayil. Yeshayim and Einshayim berachas shechianu. Ula harambam lo oilam ha'av mavar shechianu al kamilu mila chenagu b'chol malchus eretz Yisrael. Syria, Sidaisel, Malchus Mitzrayim, and Egypt, and Syria, and Eretz Yisrael. As we know, the meaning is to make a Shechiyanu. Ramah says, Bevdinis Eilu, in Chutz La'aretz, in the Ashkenaz countries, Noigin Shalai Lavar Shechiyanu, Afilik Sha'av Atzmai Mol Benai, even when the father is the Mayil, Imloi. So this Imloi is the Ramah I wanted to get to separately. So here we have two Minhagim. The famous Gra is Gra Lamed Vav. The Gra Lamed Vav Shrais Gevalt against not making a Shechiyanu. Let's try to follow it inside. Kveherecha Rajba, Mechala Rishayna, Velei Matzu Tamlezeh. Why shouldn't you make a Shechiyanu? Ein Loimer, Mishum Deloyasi Mizman Lizman. You can't say it's because it's not a mitzvah that comes regularly scheduled like a lulid. Pinyan Ben Yechiyah. By Pinyan Ben we make Shechiyanu. So we see it doesn't have to come annually.
That's one.
Right, there's also one. Avo Babonim Acherim. Even if you have more than one son, like if someone buys one Eved and then Kana because of a Kana, what does that mean by Bris Mila? He's saying even if you're doing two Milas, one after the other, you have to buy two Avadim, you still make Shechiyanu on each. What does he mean?
Two wives.
Two wives or two Begadim. Brachas Samach is actually two Begadim. Okay. Begamei Loimer Mishum Safik Nefel. Maybe you don't make a Shechiyanu because the baby may not live 30 days. You can't heich malon aysim b'Shabbos. How you do meal on Shabbos? That's not such a kasha because the baby's a nafel, it's not a balacha. But a mechalon olam b'kama dvarim. Then you mechal to save his life. Again, I learned mishum tzara diyanuka. The Velt says, because of tzara diyanuka, hobe meis aviv, bu yarshay, mevarach shtayim. The halacha is, if someone's father dies and he's the Irish, you make dayna emes on the Misa, and you make Shechiyanu on the Yerusha. So you see, even though it involves Tzara Diyanuka, you don't make a, you can still make a bracha. So therefore, the Gra is matmiya on the minig not to make a Shechiyanu, and that's why those who follow Minhagei Gra, which is Chaim Berlin, I don't know anybody else, Yerushalayim for sure. He says he matmiya. Well, he means to be matmiya. That, I think that's what he means. In Lamed Dalet, the Gra says it's only the father. If there's no father, no one says Shechiyanu. But if the father, then he makes a Shechiyanu, and that's his minig. I don't understand why the poskim here do not bring the Eitzah that they bring on Rosh Hashanah to have a Beged Chadash or a Peri Chadash and make Shechiyanu. That's what I did when we did Brisson. By all my Brisson, I had a new Beged. You get 9 months warning. And I had 7 boys in a row, so I knew it was going to be a boy. And so I had my new beged instead of, Yom Tov passes, you buy a new suit. I didn't put it on for Yom Tov. I saved it. From what? No, I wasn't so close that I should get it dirty. What? Machus what? No, so I did it quietly. I didn't make Shechiyanu out loud. I did it quietly. But all right. Why, someone has to show him I do like the Rambam in the Gra without Okay, you're right.
When do you make the bracha of Shehecheyanu?
Right after the bracha Lizrish Avraham Avinu, then you make the bracha Shehecheyanu. The truth is, Tosfos in Sukkah says the reason we don't make a Shehecheyanu is because it's not a mitzvah shel simcha. That's Tosfos Lashon. It's not a mitzvah shel simcha. So we don't understand that. Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Lamed, the kol mitzvah shemekayim yiraisim b'simcha, I die in imedes b'yadam. The klai is always mekayim bris milah with simcha all the time. As I die in imedes. So it's hard to know what it means. It's not a mitzvah shel simcha. Yeah, but yeah, people are still happy, it seems to be. I can't hear you, sir. Whatever is controlled by that government, the government of Eretz Yisrael. I don't know. Why it says Malchus Eretz Yisrael, I don't assume that is any deal, but maybe there is.
After
Kippur,
Shabbos, that Kippur, that's a
hefsik. Oh, you mean make on a baguette? It's a hefsik. He's saying it's a hefsik for Ashkenazi to be better. All right, who said that? All right. I'm not making the Asher Kiddush. Someone else is doing it, right? We're not makpid on the Hesif Asher Kiddush. I'm not sure why. People talk before Asher Kiddush. I don't know.
I was wondering about Kir Shoyfer. In the middle of the break, the second day, the Baal Takeh should also put on the break for this, no?
Yes, that's what I do. I take
the change.
No, you can make Shehecheyanu a little later. I don't know. I don't know by the fifth key is the Shehecheyanu. Yes, I try to keep the Dava Chadash. I don't know. It's only night to them as I get to the Mayim. What about twins? You make one Shehecheyanu or two Shehecheyanus if a person has twins. So it's funny because they're two separate simanim. So I have a Maramokim for you. The Stipler in Brachas Simin Yotes talks about making, if you have twins, if you make, and your minhag is to make Shehecheyanu in Eretz Yisrael, whether you make two Shehecheyanus, he says to make two. So it's like two begadim, two new begadim, you're happy for each one. So he says here also you make a separate Shehecheyanu on each one.
Done?
What?
What would you have done?
Change your food in the brain.
I don't know. And they can bring me out a new fruit. I just always wonder about the Shehecheyanu on these fruits that are not the big simcha. By what? By Kiddush. You make the mitzvah halayla, you make one Shehecheyanu. What I meant earlier, the Ramah is difficult, is this last Ramah in Siv Zayin, I misspoke in Siv Hey, look what the Ramah says at the end. Imloi, unless, Shemol b'noi abachar. Listen to this Ramah. If you're doing a bris milah, we're going like the Ramah, minich chutzlaretz, we don't say Shehecheyanu, except by your first child, Shechai Lefdaisai. If you're a lady, this doesn't work. If it's an oldest child, and you will do a Pidyon Aben, Mevarach Shechianu Bishas Mila, Leinu Mevarach Bishas Pidyon, make already the Pidyon Aben Shechianu, make it at the Bris. Avok Shepotim Epidyon, Leinu Mevarach Shechianu. If you're a lady, or it's not a Bechar, or the baby was born a cesarean, then you don't. Otherwise, you make a Shechianu by the Bris on the Pidyon Aben. Wow, I don't understand that. Yeah, slight hefsik from day 8. My bris happened to be on my 30th day. I was born early. But I didn't have to be in a bed because I'm a lady. So the Shach in Yud Zayin says, never heard of such a thing. The Shach says that we don't have this meaning on a Bechor, Dafka to make a Shehecheyanu. It's like a little hard to understand the Svaras HaRama. All right. What? If it might be a nafel, but like we said, we're not really chayshish. We go basarayv. Okay.